The two trains were originally built at the Milwaukee facilities of Talgo, but in 2010, Republicans and state government killed off the project, leading to a protracted court battle. That battle concluded in 2015, with the state paying around $50 million and leaving the company with ownership of the trains. Milwaukee Alder Robert Bauman says the Nigerian train purchase is, quote, an absurd ending to an absurd tale.
The partisanship got so deep that literally Wisconsin is making decisions that amounts to shooting yourself in both feet.
The trains are set to become part of West Africa's first operational metro system, which is estimated to serve hundreds of thousands of people daily when its first phase opens later this year. Christine Hatfield, Wisconsin, Public Radio.